People can now officially weigh in on a proposal by the Trump administration to punish legal permanent residents who have used certain public benefits by making it harder for them to get a green card or visa. The proposal comes despite studies that show legal permanent residents use benefits like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or Medicaid at similar rates to U.S. citizens. The rule change appeared in the Federal Register on Wednesday, which kicks off a 60-day public comment period on the website regulations.gov. Ben Monteroso with the group Mi Familia Vota sees the move as cruel.
It's trying to continue the narrative that President Trump did, that immigrants are bad people and freeloaders, lazy people, and criminals is another attack of the Latino community.
He points out that undocumented migrants aren't eligible for most kinds of public assistance. The Department of Homeland Security says people who receive these types of aid should be declared a public charge, which would count against them if they apply for a green card or visa. The rule would also make it harder to get a green card for people who make less than $15,000 a year, regardless of whether they've received public benefits. Monteroso says he hopes voters will remember this issue in the November elections.
They've been attacking the community, expecting and hoping that the community is not going to defend themselves, but I think it's going too far, because this is the time that we can use our power to elect people that actually respects the community and see us as part of the country and not as strangers that can be disposable workers.
The move is part of a series of federal actions targeting the immigrant community, some of which are tied up in litigation, including termination of the DACA and TPS programs, stepped-up immigration raids, separating parents and children at the border, and moves to end the policy that allows migrants to sponsor family members to come to the U.S. For Public News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.